I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Small businesses are a huge part of our state's economy. According to U.S. Small Business Administration, there are 350,000 small businesses in Connecticut. This weekend is Small Business Saturday. Now mark your calendars, because during these tough times, it's more important than ever that we support Connecticut businesses if we can. So towns and businesses around the state are offering special discounts and promotions to encourage customers to shop small. A few to consider are the Shops at Yale in New Haven. They're offering shoppers free 2-hour parking, free gourmet hot cocoa, and a holiday shopping passport with 38 participating businesses and a chance to win one of 3 prize packs. Hartford Chamber of Commerce is hosting a socially distant pop-up small business event this weekend on Pratt Street that features free parking, local vendors, and warm food and drinks. Or you can visit the town of Stratford for Shop Small Stratford Day, with dozens of shops, restaurants, and attractions participating, from breweries and salons to eclectic gift stores and antique shops. You can also check to see what some of the local businesses in your area are doing this Saturday and either shop online or in person to show your support. And by doing so, you are going to be helping our state out in a big way. Another great way to support Connecticut businesses this holiday season and show off your state pride is by shopping for Connecticut-made or inspired gifts. From fashion and accessories to handmade furniture, sweet treats, and more, you can find all sorts of unique gifts that were made or designed right here in our state. Here's a couple Connecticut businesses to consider. One of my favorites, Hartford Prints. They feature fashion-forward holiday gifts that are locally sourced and hand-designed. Plus, their products feature Connecticut references that anyone would be proud to wear or display in their home. Or you can check out the 203 in Westport and their wide variety of apparel and gifts, from masks and tie-dye hoodies to baseball caps. You'll have no problem finding something for everyone on your shopping list. There's the Rustic Barn in Killingworth, which crafts custom furniture and beautiful home decor. You can check out their new curated Christmas collection to find festive decorations for your home as well. There's Flatbrook Farm in East Hampton. This is a must try for their high quality handmade soaps. This is made from fresh goat's milk. These soaps are a great gift to personalize, with dozens of scents to choose from. And then there's Fasha's Chocolates in Waterbury, a perfect gift for anyone with a sweet tooth. Pick up a variety of their handcrafted chocolate treats or indulge in the chocolate experience for your create your own chocolate adventure.
Mary, I've done that. It's absolutely amazing. If the chocolate is so, it just melts in your mouth. It's the best chocolate I ever had.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? So as a reminder, just check out all these businesses on their websites, because there's new safety guidelines all the time, and that will list their correct hours and operations and how to shop online. But stay tuned next week, because we're going to give you more updates on great stuff that's happening right here in Connecticut.